Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of December 2017, and this is the 716th Mole Out Loud podcast. I think that's right. It's early evening now. In fact, the MailChimp went 35 minutes ago, so I will have to adjust him to come a bit later again. It's been a very, very hot day. It was 26 when I woke up this morning, and it got to 32 in the middle of the day. And last night was very, very warm. And now we've had a cool change, and it's wonderful. I've got all the doors and windows open, because the house had heated up so much that it didn't recognise the cool change. So I'm just getting as much cool air in as possible before I go to bed. It felt too hot to do anything when I woke up this morning, and I just thought I just really wanted to stay in bed and wait for it to be over. But I'll start that again. That was a bit of a dither. What I did end up doing, is what I wanted to say, is spending the morning in my bedroom, which is where I have air conditioning. This indulgence I had about, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now, I just knew that I could survive better, survive the whole summer better if I could sleep at night. And so I had this air conditioning. So today, really, there was no option but to be in the bedroom. And so I started spring cleaning the bedroom. And, well, it's not quite done yet, but my bed is nearly clear again, and I really kind of, you know, pulled the furniture apart and took everything out into the corridor, and I still got quite a lot in the corridor and in the living room, but I gave it a really good scrub and dust and vacuum, and I haven't done that for an extremely long time. I took down a curtain that I realised had been almost entirely eaten by moths or something. So it had sort of become lacy. And it feels slightly bare in here. But in fact, I can hear that it is hollower than it was before. But it's been a good thing to do. I've probably got another day's work in it to really complete it. But it felt like a really, really positive thing to do. A little like my other exercise, which is washing all my winter woolies on a really hot day, because it means splashing around it with water and getting wet. And it also provides a good drying day. And today as well, was the other thing I did was do a big wash. So it's felt quite a productive day today. I did go and do an hour's work at the cafe, which was a nice thing to do, with some iced decaf latte, and it just keeps my finger in. And then I went out and had afternoon tea with a couple of friends, which was very, very pleasant as well. So I've had a lovely day, and I've got a clean bedroom, even though I need to do a bit more to work out what to do with the stuff that's outside. I think I'm going to have quite a big toss out, which is also a really good thing. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to enjoy this day mid Altjahreswoche, I suppose. We are about midway through the week, that you're able maybe to do something which you wouldn't normally do, And something that you feel is either creative or in some way really enhances your life. Sometimes those sorts of things, the things that are going to be life enhancing, are just really pragmatic. And sometimes they are completely imagined, led from the heart, and created from there. But we need both, and it's great to be able to sometimes do one and sometimes the other. I'm going to leave this fairly short so that I can upload it and get it to you by 8 p.m. my time. I'm just standing in front of this window, which is open, and watching the breeze go through the leaves and just being very, very grateful for the cool change. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.